Well, thousands of people are still saying no to coronavirus tests in Melbourne's hot zones, which continues to baffle authorities. Though today, Victoria's health minister has pointed to the circulation of conspiracy theories in the community as one possible reason. Eleni Soltis has been taking a look.
The testing blitz across 36 Melbourne suburbs is continuing today, but thousands of residents are saying no to the tests. The Victorian Health Minister is Jenny Mikarkos.
We have had more than 10,000 people who have refused to be tested. Now, that might be for a range of reasons, but it is concerning that the report that I have received is that some people believe that coronavirus is a conspiracy or that it won't impact on them.
And locals have confirmed to PM misinformation is being circulated in the neighbourhood.
Hello, I'm Hannah Andrianopoulos and I live in Keilor.
Hannah's suburb is not part of the lockdown, but she lives next to Keilor Downs, which is, and she's a member of several local Facebook pages.
I've certainly seen some misinformation, information suggesting, for example, that students were attending school while they had symptoms. That's not been the case. There have been references to 5G conspiracy theories and references to refusal to be vaccinated, refusal to stay home, that the response is worse than the illness, which I think should be put to the families who've actually had to suffer through the illness.
And these comments are just published on these neighbourhood pages?
That's right. And look, it's fine for people to express opinions and to express anxiety, but I do think that there needs to be some attempt to bring it back to the facts, particularly in such a rapidly evolving, rapidly changing situation.
Robin Caniford works in the Faculty of Business and Economics at the University of Melbourne and is part of an international research team studying the spread of conspiracy theories online.
There's sort of been a lot of talk this week about the structural level and the responsibility of social media companies to do fact-checking. But equally, the grassroots level is also very important. And sometimes all it takes is a private message, not challenging the ego of your friends, but certainly privately messaging them and saying, no, really? Because very often it's the responses that we get to sharing information that make us think twice about sharing, in this case, conspiracy theories next time.
But why do people believe this stuff?
I think they're scared. Why are people sharing it? And sometimes I think there is an element of, if you like, personal branding where I can get my name out there if I come up with a new theory. That's certainly, there's a market for conspiracy theories and putting your name out there builds your, if you like, micro celebrity status. I think also at a more serious level, people's trust in government institutions, politicians, health institutions, more generally, has been eroded in recent years.
The University of Melbourne's Robin Caniford with Eleni Soltis.